This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Before we get into this player that could potentially play, Sidney Crosby got strong-armed into putting out a statement. I hope Evander Kane and everybody else are happy. I hope Chris Mahler's day is made now. Because Sidney Crosby Foundation just put out a statement that is exactly what Sidney Crosby was going to say and surprises positively no one, but now it's on paper, so now we know it, or at least on Twitter, on our computer screens. What happened to George Floyd cannot be ignored. Racism that exists today in all forms is not acceptable. While I am not able to relate to the discrimination that black and minority communities face daily, I will listen and educate myself on how I can help make a difference. Together, we will find solutions through necessary dialogue and a collective effort. Signed, Sidney. And now, commence to taking it apart and telling me the things he didn't say that he should have said, and how he erred by putting it out, and the things that you wish were in there that he didn't say, and find fault in it. Because we're all keeping score on who put a statement out, who didn't, what they said, was it right, was it wrong, yada, 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 yada. There you go. So, hope everybody's happy now that was crying for Sidney Crosby to put out a statement. So there it is. It's out. So, there we are. So anyhow,
like I said yesterday and the day before that, Sidney Crosby wasn't obligated to do anything. But I think when somebody like Sid speaks out, it definitely carries weight, because we all know that he doesn't say anything that he doesn't mean. So,
well, I just want to know one person that impacts or moves to act differently because they read those, that paragraph from Sidney Crosby. I don't know. I don't know who that
is. I don't know. Different people are moved to action in different ways. Sidney Crosby putting out a statement won't move me to action. I'll allow different things to motivate me to move to action. If it motivates somebody to move to act on words that are out there rather than just sit around and say things, then good on them.
I just can't believe there's one racist who's not a racist anymore because Sidney Crosby issued a paragraph. That's just the way I feel. Anyway, it's a crazy world. Here we go. So would it be the time right now for Colin Kaepernick, and you asked Tony Dungy this, to get back in the league? For me, I think it would be high time. I do. I think that someone may give him a shot, but I also think that there would be or could be a thought of, wow, if you bring him in, is it just because all is right in the world in terms of giving the black guy the chance who we thought we screwed in the past? There is that danger for sure that would be the pervasive thought. But, Chris, if it were to happen right now, there are six teams that would make sense. The Titans, the Bills, the Ravens, the Rams, the Patriots, and your Pittsburgh Steelers, at least to give a tryout to. There are two sides of this. One, can he still play at 32? I guess probably he is. Colin Kaepernick, yeah. An inactivity out of the league. Three sides to it. Two, does he want to play? And, you know, also, right now, and I lost my train of thought, but, you know, all of the – oh, and is he really getting a fair shake, or are you just bringing him in to try him out because the optics of it make it look like, you know, you want to bring him in just for kind of political reasons?
Right. I think Tony Dungy made a good point when this was brought up, and he said essentially better late than never. You know, if Colin Kaepernick decides that he wants to play in the league still, and there are teams that decide that he fits into the mold of something they may need at the quarterback position, and he would, you know, obviously come in as a backup. I don't think he's going to usurp anybody's starting job right off the bat, not being in the league for multiple years in a row. Then, hey, by all means, let's get the ball rolling. I'd have no problem with that, not to the Steelers specifically, because I think the Steelers, like we've talked about a million times, they're not looking to bring in another backup quarterback. I think they're happy with what they have behind Ben Roethlisberger, so I don't know if it necessarily makes sense for them. Some of those other teams that you mentioned, it could make sense, but I'd be really curious to hear the explanation from those personnel guys who a year ago or 2 years ago said, well, you know, we're not bringing in Colin Kaepernick because we're not so sure about his football abilities anymore. That's why we're not bringing him in. To hear them backpedal on that statement now and say, well, no, we feel like sitting around for 2 years has made him a better football player.
Yes. Yeah. Even just a tryout and to see if he would want it. You know, now is a real interesting time if someone would offer Colin Kaepernick a tryout or a workout and be very public about it, like, and see if he would want to take it. You know, take Baltimore, for example. You know, they got their quarterback, and he's great.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamar Jackson's very good. Kaepernick could potentially be better than RG3. And you don't have to change much offensively of what you're doing. Kaepernick can run that same exact offense that Lamar Jackson's running. I mean, he's fit to do that. That's what he did in San Francisco. That seems to me like a logical landing point if you want to really bolster your quarterback room. So what if you say, do you want to come in for an interview? Do you want to come in and work out? Then the onus now swings back to Colin Kaepernick as well. Does he really want to play in the NFL, or does he just want to make social waves? There's that too.
Yeah, and I've never gleaned during the whole Kaepernick thing that he was that he did it at the time just for just to get eyeballs, or that his continued insistence that he wanted to play football was disingenuous. I think he wanted to play football. I also think, much like, and it has nothing to do with his stance on social justice, but I also think, much like Cam Newton wants to go to a place where he'll become the starter right away, or at the very least have a really good chance to be the starter at some point soon, I think Colin Kaepernick also looks at his skills commensurately as, well, I'm not a career backup. I got to be in a place where I think I might have a chance to play sometime soon. I don't know how much sense that makes, though, football-wise, for a guy who hasn't played any football in the last 2 years.
No, yeah, seemingly not a whole lot, but that's an interesting story to keep the pulse on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.